lawyers for the Waterbury man who says he was held captive for more than 20 years by his stepmother accuse Connecticut of withholding key Department of Children and Families records needed for his lawsuit against the state. Joining us to talk more about this is Senator Jason Perillo, who is the ranking senator for the Committee on Children for our state, but has also been pretty critical of DCF, the agency, not the workers, especially in cases like the one in Waterbury. Senator Perillo, welcome back. Your thoughts on this news that just came out this week?
My initial thoughts are, you know, honestly, I'm not shocked. DCF investigated their own work. I don't know what they found because I haven't seen the results of that either. But obviously there's something in there they don't want to share. I'm sure there are some individuals whose names are included in these documents that actually ought to be kept back from the public. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, their privacy does matter. But I would imagine that in this case, the right to privacy does not outweigh the public benefit to knowing exactly what happened, exactly what DCF did wrong or right. But this is significant. You and I have talked about it a dozen times at least, and challenges at DCF are persistent year over year. And if we don't learn from these mistakes, we're not going to be able to fix them. And the best way to learn is to start by understanding and sharing what went wrong. So that's really what DCF has to be doing at this point. Like I said, I understand why they don't want to give it up. I totally get that. But, you know, the public needs to know.
I also honestly wonder, Senator Perillo, if this is a case of enabling bad behavior for too long. And again, I want to make something really clear. We're not talking about DCF workers. I couldn't be paid enough to be a DCF worker. I know the kind of work that they do. I have friends who are DCF workers, have been for over a decade. I'm talking about this agency being broken. And honestly, I'm talking about a state that I don't think cares enough. Here's why I say that. The lawyers for, again, this alleged victim claim DCF has produced incomplete and heavily redacted documents while concealing an internal review of the agency's handling of the case, despite multiple investigations into the victim's welfare between 1996 and 2005. First of all, we've already heard the state say, well, you know, after so many years of not investigating them, we stop kind of looking into it. I think that is the biggest cop out ever. It's not like those documents go away forever. It's not like the cases just kind of disappear. So to me, that is just one of the most baloney excuses for why we can't look into things. The other thing, though, this is where I think there's enabling. State attorneys say they have disclosed all relevant records allowed under confidentiality laws and argue the internal review is protected from release because it remains part of the agency's deliberative process. That sounds like a state that does not want to lean in and say, hey, maybe we are missing the boat on something here. Maybe we aren't doing enough to support this agency, or maybe we're not doing enough to hold feet to the fire. Whatever you want to call it, that to me sounds like you are enabling and covering up the faults of an agency.
Well, to say that, you know, we can't release this information because it's a part of the deliberative process. Well, isn't that the whole point? Is to go through this process, identify problems, and then share them so that everybody can learn from them and we can fix things. To say that, you know, we're looking at it and, you know, we shouldn't be sharing it yet just doesn't work for me. You know, I saw another statement from the agency that said that, you know, one of the reports is actually in draft. And, you know, just for folks to know, you know, draft documents are actually, you know, don't have to be released. But then we see other information that says that this report was completed a year ago. So which is it? It can't be completed and also in draft. So,
well, and how could it be in draft? So that also, the draft tactic, that confuses me, because you're talking about documents that date back to 1996 to 2005, unless I'm not understanding this correctly. How could you still have it in draft?
I would, you know, I'm not the attorneys for DCF.
Fair.
I would imagine their argument is that they're still doing research and they haven't finalized their report. But I don't buy that, to be honest with you. This has been going on for, you know, a year and a half. And, you know, again, we've been told that this report has been done for a year-ish or so. So I don't know how all of a sudden it can be in draft. And, but look, the moral of the story is this. You know, the agency has made critical errors, not just in this case, but in other cases and for decades. And, you know, to your point, you know, this is really about accountability. This is about holding people's feet to the fire. This isn't about the employees. This is about the processes. It is probably about the leadership, let's be honest, but leadership
yes.
has changed so much mm-hmm. over the years, right? But if we don't identify what went wrong, we cannot possibly fix those problems. So we have an agency here, DCF, that really just releasing information and sharing information is like kryptonite to them, like Superman. Like they just don't want to do it. And that is not conducive to a well-run agency. I still don't understand why Governor Lamont hasn't pushed them harder on this. We've even got Attorney General Tongs defending them and saying that this information doesn't need to be released. So to your point, who is looking out for kids?
Well,
besides
right.
You and me.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, this seems very logical to me. And again, here's my thing. I don't even really necessarily care about specific names. To your point earlier, I understand. I understand the importance of privacy and protection laws. Like I acknowledge that. I guess to me, two things can be true at the same time. I don't need a specific person, individual, or group. I need to know where there are gaps in the agency, which, by the way, have been there for decades. It's not like DCF just started having failures a couple years ago. Let's look at just this case in Waterbury, and this is fact. DCF investigated 6 reports about the victim's well-being between 1996 and 2005, but did not remove him from his family's home. Why? Why not? And now I don't. And again, maybe they can't disclose that because it would give privacy. I don't care who it is that's in the report. My question is two things. Why wasn't this person removed from a home that could have been potentially deemed dangerous? And if it wasn't, prove it to me. I want to know that. The second thing that I want to know is, let's remember back when this alleged captivity case came up. Do you remember, Senator Perillo, the first line of defense from lawmakers, including the governor, were schools? The first line of defense was, well, right. What was the Waterbury school system doing? How could they not detect it? And man, that's pretty brutal to be a school district feeling like, wow, we really failed this young man, who, by the way, was just pulled out, was just taken out of school. So to blame even the school, but to not hold that same kind of fire towards DCF, which already was at the home 6 times in less than a decade and was never removed, that doesn't make sense to me.
And let's remember, too. The school system called DCF on multiple occasions, sharing their concerns about the student. So for DCF to then point their finger at the school system, who actually did what they were supposed to do,
right?
It speaks again to the culture of it's not my fault. There's nothing here to be seen. Like it doesn't work.
But it is. Right? I mean,
fix it.
Right. I mean, to me, this honestly, and I know it's a very different situation, but I look at even CSCU, which I don't think has been handled correctly at all, by the way, because even as much as, and I have been very critical of Terrence Chang, the former chancellor, who I know has since retired from working at CSCU at all just this month. But yes, this person was proven to have misused his P card. Okay, so I'm with you there. But also part of the comptroller's investigation or audit, if you will, showed that this has been a systematic issue for a very long time. It has been abused for a very long time, well before Terrence Chang ever came into the picture. And so my question is, and I think they're trying to clean up that system in real time. I don't need you to tell me all the people that broke the rules. I don't need that. I want to know how you're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's what bothers me about DCF. We came down so hard on CSCU to some degree, and even I'll say not enough on Terrence Chang. We identified a villain, if you will. Fine. But I don't need names. I need to know that you're not going to keep duping people out of money and that you're going to fix a broken system. And I just don't see that with DCF.
Well, and that is exactly the point. A year and a half ago, you and I said, look, the worst case scenario here with the Waterbury case at DCF is that we don't learn from it and we don't fix anything. And here we are a year and a half later, and DCF doesn't want to share critical information about how we can learn from it and fix things. So...
But who's being protected? I don't understand this.
Scenario is coming true.
But am I crazy, Senator Perillo? Please don't answer that because I know I kind of am. But my
a little bit. I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah. But. No. Listen, I appreciate your honesty. I just it blows my mind. Who are we protecting here? I don't get it. Like if it was bad leadership, they're not here anymore. So what does it matter if there was bad leadership in the past? Much like CSCU, who cares if people did? Not that I'm not saying who cares. But for all intents and purposes, who are we protecting here? You even have DCF workers who are saying, help us, support us. This isn't working. Systems aren't working. Our protocols don't match up with what you want us to do. We don't have enough staff. Like, we're hearing it from the people who represent the agency. They want it to be better. So why aren't we making it better? I don't get it. Who are we protecting here? Meanwhile, we're failing dozens of kids under their care or watch or being investigated by them.
Well, and you wonder, you know, who was told about problems happening? When were they told? You know, did DCF send something to the governor's office saying, hey, we need more resources? And then that request for resources was never met. You know, who knows? But yet, to your point, they're trying to protect someone or something. I don't know what that is. It would be nice to know, because then maybe we could try and fix things. But here we are with no answers.
But that's just it. I mean, I don't know. I understand politics just muddy every water out there. But for me, as again, this is just somebody who is very proud to be from and raise a family here in Connecticut. And I'm proud of a lot in this state. But it doesn't make sense to me that we have one of the most, if not the most critical agency that has just not hit the mark for so many years. And by the way, the workers who are doing unimaginable jobs for this agency just are constantly kind of taking the blame, if you will, when in actuality, we don't support them. We don't staff enough. We don't prioritize them. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then on the back end of things, you've got kids who are slipping through the cracks. And I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't get it. And again, I know there's a lot of legal jargon I don't understand. I am not a lawyer. I obviously am not a lawmaker, but I really don't understand who is benefiting here, because you've got an agency that's under fire every 5 seconds. You've got kids who fall through the cracks. And I just don't see who's winning here. Who is actually winning here, Senator Perillo? Because I'm not seeing any winners in this case.
You'd think this would be a political layup for the governor, right? You take charge. You say, we got an agency with a problem. We're going to own it. We're going to fix it. Let's get to work right now. That's a win. But it's so dodgy right now, and nobody wants to talk about it. And you know, you can't get the governor to talk about it. What a wasted opportunity to fix a deeply broken agency. And as legislators, all we can really do is allocate the funding they need, which they've never requested, to the best of my knowledge, and you know, pass some specific laws that enable their staff, their caseworkers, to do the things they need to do. But if they don't tell us what to do, I'm not sure how we can deliver on that. You know, leaders lead, and the agency and the governor really need to do that here, and they have failed.
Well, and honestly, it's silly because we live in an era where every news outlet, at least in Connecticut, they FOI request everything. FOI requests are through the roof in the last 2 years. That's why you see constant audit reports in a lot of your local newspapers, on your news stations, what have you. It's because the FOI requests are, and I know this from our two Connecticut auditors, the FOI requests are through the roof in Connecticut in the last couple of years. And so at some point, it's all going to come to a head. And actually, we've seen more from DCF. Just as far as child welfare cases, we have seen more from DCF in just the last year because there are reporters like Connecticut Public who did an FOI request and found these documents to be redacted and so on and so forth. So again, who is winning here? I'm not seeing any. And I just don't see where we can kind of continue protecting an agency that is clearly broken for much longer.
Well, the kids in the system certainly aren't winning. That's for sure.
Yeah. Senator Perillo, always appreciate you weighing in on these conversations. Thank you so much. And for you at home, we will obviously keep a very close eye on the Waterbury alleged captivity case. And anytime we get more details on it, we'll bring it to you here on WICC.